Righty-ho. From JMI Wealth, look who we found for the new year. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. We're into it.
We're into it. How was London?
It was good. It was a bit chilly and lots of people, but good to catch up with the Kelleher Junior 1 and 2.
Fantastic.
Visited the markets, you know, did all the stuff, looked at the lights, drank some beer. You know how it is.
I do know how it is, and because you are that fun sort of guy, and this is why you're excited about today's speech at 9 a.m. called The Importance of Quality Research and Data.
I know. How great is this? And so when you clock off, Mike, from a very solid 4 hours on the tools,
exactly.
Paul Conway, the Chief Economist of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, he steps up to the plate. Now, look, Mike, these speeches, they're not always market movers. And under normal circumstances, this one wouldn't be. You've given us the title, The Importance of Quality Research and Data. So, look, he's going to talk about the impact on the global economy of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's created challenges for monetary policy, and it's highlighted the importance of high-quality research and data. So sort of a run-of-the-mill sort of commentary from the RBNZ. But, and we love it when there's a but when the Reserve Bank announced the speech, they also said that Mr. Conway will make brief comments on domestic data developments since the November monetary policy statement. Now, you have to reflect, Mike, on the fact that, you know, we sort of take time out at the end of the year. 2023 ends, 2024 starts, it's all new, it's all shiny. But sort of economically speaking, it's just a continuum, Mike. It's just a continuum. Economic trends don't reset at Dec 31. So we've got this sort of catch up. So however brief his comments may be, there will be plenty of focus on this. And the reason for that, Mike, is that we have a very long gap at this part of the year between drinks for the RBNZ from a sort of monetary policy perspective. So they spoke in November. The next official monetary policy update is late February. So we're going to get a bit of an update. Now, what do we know? Well, we know that the recent CPI update, from that recent CPI update, that inflation is dropping. It's happening all over the world, Mike, and it's falling more quickly than the Reserve Bank expected. We know that that GDP growth number was weaker than expected. We know that the labour markets, they're not as tight as they were. We know that card spending for December, certainly on a per capita basis, is weak. But just remember that before Christmas in November, the Reserve Bank model for the official cash rate actually had the official cash rate slightly higher than the current level at 5.5%. Now, that really does seem sort of unnecessary now. But there's still some uncertainty as to how the RBNZ is going to view the situation. Remember, their sole focus is now on inflation, and we got that inflation number, and it was notable for its composition. I mean, the number was lower. So what have we got now, Mike? We've got inflation at 4.7%. Remember where it was?
Mm-hmm.
7.3% back in 2022. But while that sort of domestic inflation is falling, it's not falling very quickly. So we're getting all of our gains in progress from imported inflation. So we need to know how they think about that. Migration's strong. It's potentially putting pressure on rates, things like rent. We may say, look, I think they're going to say that the market may have to sort of cool its jets on when to expect interest rate relief. But at 9 a.m, we'll see what we get.
Yeah, and Dean, just quickly, the Fed's going to be doing the same sort of thing. Are we in for a soft land? A lot of expectation around cuts and when they come.
Yeah, there is. So Federal Reserve, lots on in the next couple of weeks. Very exciting, Mike. Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, they review monetary policy settings this week. We're worrying about lack of activity, but it's not the case in the US. They seem to be threading the needle between the economy being a little bit too weak, a little bit too strong. It's the old Goldilocks scenario. That's the soft landing. That scenario is gaining more support. We don't expect any change to the US cash rate, but their take on the current situation will give us plenty of attention. Well, then you've got our employment data, that's next week, but we know the RBNZ mandate has shifted, but the labour market's still very important for them. This week, you've got ANZ business outlook, you've got consumer confidence. Has confidence held up? Has consumer confidence held up? But it's not just that we've got non-farm payrolls, Aussie CPI, geez. Bank of England. Mike, have we got enough time?
Lucky we are back. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones markets have done very well so far this year. We're seeing all-time highs on the Dow Jones and the S&P 500. Happy days. At the moment, the Dow Jones 38,090. That's down 20 points at the current point in the session. The S&P 500, 4895, it's up 5 points. And the NASDAQ is at 15,501, that's up 45 points, about 0.25%. Overnight, FTSE 100 unmoved, 7634. The Nikkei, 36027. They gained 0.75%. Shanghai Composite down a little bit. That Evergrande news won't have helped there. 2883. The ASX 200 yesterday, 7578, up 0.31%. And NZX 50 also up 0.31%, 11,911. Kiwi dollar is weaker so far this year, Mike, than it was at the end of last year. 0.6108 against the US, 0.9266 against the Aussie, 0.5653 euro, 0.4817 against the pound, 90.18 Japanese yen. Gold still above 2,000 US dollars, 2,026. And Brent crude a bit stronger than it was when we left for the end of 2023, $82.44.
Great to have you back, mate. Look forward to the year. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.